12 Angry Men was nominated for Academy Awards for Best Actor, Henry Fonda, Best Picture, and Best Writing. But before the Hollywood hit movie, it was an award-winning drama about 11 jurors believing a capital murder defendant is guilty, while one juror takes a courageous stand for what he believes is justice. The final verdict will have you on the edge of your seat at Twin Cities Stage in Winston-Salem. 12 Angry Men by Reginald Rose and directed by TCS Executive Director Norman Ussery will open Friday night, April 5th at 8 o'clock, and there will be a Saturday matinee April 6th at 2 with no evening show that night. Then performances of 12 Angry Men continue through Sunday, April 14th. Norman spoke with me along with TCS actors Ken Ashford, who plays juror number 3, and Don Pocock, who plays juror number 8.
What's the matter with you people? This kid is guilty. He's got to burn. We're letting him slip through our fingers.
Our fingers? Are you his executioner?
I'm one of them.
Perhaps you'd like to pull the switch.
For this kid, you bet I'd like to pull the switch.
I'm sorry for you.
Don't start with me.
What it must feel like to want to pull the switch.
Shut up!
You're a sadist.
Shut up!
You want to see this boy die because you personally want it, not because of the facts. You're a beast. You disgust me. This is set in the 1950s, and that a lot of what is going on inside the jury room is something that goes on in public life. I mean, and what happens in this story is that there are a lot of people who sort of go along with the majority because that's how they think they should go initially. And then over time, as they question their assumptions and they begin to question what the facts really are, they begin to change their mind and their way of thinking, and they develop the courage to be able to stand up in the face of someone who's attacking them and say their piece and be able to change their mind publicly.
Hmm.
If anything, I think that's one of the resounding themes in the play is determining what you actually believe in and then standing up for it with the full force of your convictions.
This becomes then the perfect vehicle for discussing these issues of race and class.
That's true. And I also think that the psychology of it, the way people argue, is relevant even today. I notice that sort of people, when they get in political debates, they kind of pick their own facts. And you see that a lot in this play, people sort of picking their own facts to support their preconceived notions. And some people are able to break away from that and come and look at things in an unbiased way. And other people, they have a harder time doing that.
But so many dramatic moments of that very example where people filter through their own life experiences there, and how can they not?
Ken raised a great point. Every one of these men comes into the room with their own baggage and their own filters, and they're trying to make sense of this as a group who otherwise have nothing in common with each other. So it's very exciting, and I think the image of 12 caged animals trying to come to a common solution is pretty exciting, and you really don't know how it's going to turn out.
You see the best and worst sides of humanity.
I think what the remarkable thing about this script and this play is that as time goes on, you see wonderful nuances in all the characters, and I think that makes a very, very rich story.
Twin Cities Stage Executive Director Norman Ussery and actors Ken Ashford and Don Pocock. 12 Angry Men by Reginald Rose and directed by Norman Ussery will open Friday night, April 5th at 8 o'clock. Performances continue through Sunday, April 14th. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFTD.org and click on Triad Arts. This will be the final Twin Cities Stage production under the leadership of Norman Ussery, who will step down as executive director in June 2013. You'll find my complete interview with Norman on our website. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.